Radio Way. Tuesday morning, 10 past 11, and we're going to go across now and join Andy Brown, who's in the main reception here at St Peter's Hospital. Hello, Andy.
Good morning, Pete. It's a very busy reception, as always, here at St Peter's Hospital. And I'm here with two people at the moment. It's Fiona and Sam, and they're here because today is the start of what campaign, Fiona?
It's called the End PJ Paralysis. It's a 70-day campaign to coincide with the NHS 70th anniversary. And it's about getting people up, dressed and moving when they're in hospital so that we can reduce muscle wasting, get people home quicker and improve quality of life and length of stay.
Now, whose idea was it to generate this NPJ paralysis?
It all started in Nottingham with their chief nurse, I think it was, a nurse at Nottingham called Anne-Marie Riley, and Brian Dolan, who is a phenomenal speaker and came to the Trust last year. And it's basically rolled out nationally now. So most hospitals have adopted it. It's been adopted all in other sorts of care settings. And it's a fantastic campaign. It's such a simple campaign to say, bring your clothes into hospital when you come with you. Don't stay in your pajamas. Don't sit in your bed. If you can get up and get dressed, get up, get dressed and get moving.
And which wards does it apply to?
Any ward that's got a patient on it who can get up and dressed. It applies to paediatrics, maternity, any of the care of the elderly wards. Literally any ward within any organisation can get involved in this.
Now, turning to Sam, you kicked this off in September last year, and now obviously there's another push. How much has it already impacted St Peter's and Ashford?
I think it has actually started to make an impact. We are seeing that there are more patients that are up and out of bed, but obviously we've now got the second push and we're hoping that we can generate interest from the staff that are out on the wards as well. As Fiona said, it is a very small thing to do. You can actually get your relatives to bring clothes in and get your patients up and out of bed.
Now, once they're out of bed, what can they do in the wards?
When they're actually dressed, they actually feel better because they're in their own clothes. They're not in hospital pyjamas or nighties, which one size doesn't fit all. So you do end up with things hanging out and people feeling uncomfortable and not wanting to move. So actually by being in their own pyjamas, they're up.
Their own clothes.
Yeah, their own clothes. Yeah. They're up and they're out and they're able to get up and move around a little bit better.
And even if they're in their own clothes, what impact does that have as you, as the nurses and the doctors, on examining them?
I don't think it makes too much difference, actually. But what it is doing is making sure that patients are actually getting up and moving so that we can actually get them rehabbed better and discharged sooner, which is what we need.
Okay, so this week is the big push. It's happening here at St Peter's and Ashford?
It is happening over both sites. I set up the stand over at Ashford yesterday and we have a couple of people over there that are hopefully manning the stand today. But yes, we're going to be having PJ parties where the nurses are in their pyjamas this week, and that will be happening across the Trust over the course of the week. But obviously it's going to be running for 70 days, so we're trying to keep that push on.
And why 70 days?
Because it coincides with the 70th birthday of the NHS.
And we're all going to be looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go back now and rejoin Andy Brown, who's talking to a very special guest.
If you remember back in the 80s, breakfast television kicked off with the BBC, and a certain lady would get us up in the morning and doing all sorts of exercises. She stood next to me, splendent in green. Diana Moran, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much indeed. It's just lovely to see you again. You do a splendid thing, Radio Way.
You're here today supporting this End PJ Paralysis campaign. Why do you think it's important?
I think it's particularly important because you've got to get up and you've got to move when you can after you've been in hospital or having had a problem of some sort, because you lose muscle and you lose bone mass. And in fact, after about 10 days in hospital, sitting around, you really will have lost a significant amount of muscle. And of course, if we lose muscle, then we lose our physical independence.
And this applies to people of any age?
It applies to people of any age, but of course, it happens more often with older folk who may have fallen down or may have got, shall we say, osteoporosis or other conditions. And they say, oh, I'm not feeling very well, I'll sit down. But in actual fact, we've got to encourage them to get out of their pajamas, end the PJ paralysis, get out of their pajamas, get into their ordinary, you know, maybe some light clothing, and just try to move about a bit. Go down to the loo or go and sit in a chair by the side of the bed. And, of course, then that's a social thing to do, and it starts making you feel a bit better as well.
Now, the other thing that you've got also promoting is your own book that you've recently have published. Interesting title?
Yes, it is an interesting title. I wrote it with Professor Samuel Gray from Public Health England, and we've called it Sod Sitting, Get Moving.
And who's it aimed at?
Well, it's aimed at people who have some mobility problems. They could be of any age, but let's face it, we've actually aimed it at the 60s, 70s and the 80-year-olds.
And you're signing the copies of this today?
I am indeed, and they are at a reduced price today, especially for St. Peter's.
Well, you've got a lovely crowd here. I won't stop you anymore to introduce and explain to them. Thanks for joining me, Diane.
Thank you.
I'm now with one of the medical staff. I'm here with Radcliffe Lisk, who is one of the doctors here. Welcome to Radio Way.
Hello, hi.
Now, which ward is it that you're actually focusing on?
I work on Swan Ward, which is an orthogeriatrics ward. So basically our patients there are frail, have multiple comorbidities, and most of them have had a recent operation. So it's vital that they get up, keep going, and keep moving.
And how do you achieve that when, you know, they're feeling frail and may not want to do it? How do you motivate them?
Basically, we encourage them that getting up would help them get home quicker. So we encourage them to put their own clothes, to do exercises, and also to just keep moving, and encourage them to go to the toilet if required, as opposed to using the bedpan. Right. And just to keep moving, really, because that does help and reduce their help with their frailty and also help with their muscle strength.
Now, you mentioned get up and do exercise, but you're not looking anything strenuous here, are you?
No, just simple thing about just getting up, sitting up, doing things you would do at home if possible, and keep moving, really, because that does help, because bed rest equals to muscle wasting, and that doesn't help in the older person.
Now, you say, obviously, on the older person that getting up is important and moving around, and you encourage them to do that. What else do you encourage them to do on the Swan Ward?
All right. We have dedicated physiotherapists who work with our patients. So the physiotherapists basically help to give them exercises to do. And this helps to reduce deconditioning and helps them to keep moving, really. That's key to the discharge process.
Now, the End PJ Paralysis campaign started in September. It's now gone national this week and going 70 days up to the NHS anniversary. So what impact have you seen so far on the Swan Ward?
Oh, basically, in Swan Ward, the staff are very enthusiastic and keen to get our patients up, about, and keep moving. And now we get most of our patients up the moment they come in to hospital or after they've had the operation. And now we're trying to get them into the pyjamas as well, which has been quite successful. And this is giving the mindset that we're going to get you home quite soon. And this has really helped, and also helps other staff members to get bought into the idea.
And is there a competition between the wards to get the most patients up?
That will be soon, and that will really help drive improvement.
So that's great. Thanks again for joining us here on Radio Way Live. And from us here at reception, let's go back to the rest of the Vinyl Hour. Radio Way.